Today I am very happy to be speaking to the sultry songstress Megan Lee. Hello, Megan.
Wow, that was an introduction I've got to live up to, wasn't it?
Did you like that? Have you been called a sultry songstress before?
I've absolutely never in my life. Not to my face, anyway.
You have to say it slowly as well. I don't think I'm going to do it again. It was too many S's. anyway, it's really nice to catch you. Busy lady. So I played your beautiful track, Wintertime Thing, from your three-track EP. And you had to start this in October. So as you were saying, it's a little bit difficult to feel Christmassy in October, but you managed to do it.
Yes, definitely. It was very, very strange recording it. Yeah, that sort of time, and getting the sleigh bells out and feeling Christmassy and festive. It was just a little bit too early, but it was fine. It's worth it now, with everybody loving Wintertime Thing and having such a brilliant reaction. It's definitely been worth it.
I know, it has been worth it. I've had to do it myself, actually. I recorded a Christmas single with my band in July. That was even worse.
Yeah,
I know. but I do love your song. I like all sorts of music. I suppose the guitar-based music, people think I just, because I'm into it so much that I love it. But as soon as I heard this, I thought, I've got to play it. And actually, the reaction from my listeners was, we were all very chill. We felt like dancing around the living room with a large glass of pink gin. And it is lovely. So where did you actually record it?
I recorded it in Manchester at a place called Airtight Studios. Shane, a guy called Shane on the mixing desk, he's amazing. And my producer, Nigel Stonier, who's also equally fantastic. He's a sort of wealth of knowledge, multi-instrumentalist. So it was really fortunate that Nigel played quite a lot of the instruments on the track. We obviously used other instrumentalists as well, with the violins and the drums, and the frugal and the trumpet. It was just so nice to get live musicians into a recording studio playing a song that you've written. It's all a bit surreal, really. It's just been a fabulous experience. Obviously, I recorded my very first album, 2018, September last year, was the launch date. That was my first album called Meet Me. It's really nice to do just over a year later, a winter EP. It's just sort of exciting to sort of think, what's to come. So I've been songwriting and we've got quite a few things down and lyrics and melodies, and it's just getting back in the studios and it's just been a bit mad with Christmas gigs, so I'm really looking forward to having sort of more of a relaxing January where I can sort of have a bit more headspace and get in the studios and write a few more songs, so fingers crossed.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. No, because I love it. It comes in with the strings and then we've got the lovely brushes on the drums, which you have with the jazz type music. So I was just wondering about that. So you yourself then, do you play any instruments? How do you write the songs? When I write them, they just land in my head. Do they just land in your head and you write it down and record it? How does it all work? And how do you translate it to the musicians? How do you convey it to them?
Yeah, so my songs frequently come to me in the middle of the night, which is not helpful. I mean, I'm not the greatest of sleeper and sort of slight insomnia. So I feel really creative at night time because I've got so many things whizzing around my head.
Yeah.
So more often than not, I would have sort of just started to drift off and all of a sudden like a tune will come into my head. Or lyrics will fly into my head and I just think, oh God, I must write that down or I must record it, and sort of, half asleep mumbling a tune to myself. When I listen to it the next day in the morning, I think, oh gosh, that sounds awful. I have to do a re-record when I'm less sort of half asleep and husky. So that sort of, it comes to me in that way. And then I'm a very basic piano and very basic guitar. I do a bit more of the songwriting on the piano, not so much on the guitar, but normally I would sing the melody to my guitarist and then, sort of move forward with it that way, lay down a basic structure of a melody and sort of build on top of it from there once we get into the studio.
I see, yeah. That's exactly the phrase that I use of songs land in my head. So I know how that feels. That's good. That just means it's you're doing what you're supposed to be doing creatively. And I find that very interesting to see. Different people write it different ways, but that's interesting. So just your background. So you started off, you were up north, and then you came down to London at the Performing Arts, and you had a diploma from the London Theatre School, and you made your TV debut in Grange Hill. And actually, one of our presenters is from Grange Hill. I don't know if you know her. Her name's Fleur Tickner. Do you remember meeting Fleur?
Oh, gosh, I'm not too sure. I mean, I was 13 when I was in Grange Hill.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a wee nipper. So it was years and years ago. And I was only in it for a couple of weeks, couple of months. So it wasn't like a really, really long part. I thoroughly enjoyed it when I was younger. It was great, great fun. I soon moved on to musical theatre just for my love of singing. Mm. So I sort of left TV behind. I mean, I'd never say never, but...
Yeah, but you just... So you came to London, you moved back up north to sort of progress your career as a solo singer. So maybe that's something that'll stay with you. Maybe you could combine a few. West End shows sounds like it was a great thing to do. Do you think you'll go back to do maybe that sort of thing as well and combine it?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I worked obviously down in London, and then I worked abroad as a leading lady, which was amazing, sort of, you know, being on the beach all day and then singing of an evening in the show. This was just, it was a perfect life, really.
It does sound good.
And then I came back, and I'm a bit of a country bumpkin, I like being surrounded by greenery. So I'm not too sure if I could maybe live the London life, but if there was something calling me, I suppose.
I know, and it's funny. For some reason, I've been interviewing people the last few weeks with spaniels, and here's another one. So you've got Loki the spaniel, and they love the country life, don't they? And so that maybe that's the kind of thing as well that gives you inspiration. You go out with Loki, and you sort of like everything comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's my absolute life and soul, and he really is the god of mischief. He's a right little rascal. but yeah, it's just nice to be in the country with the fresh air and. It's clean life.
It is a thing that comes across in your songs, because like I say, it's so relaxed and so chilled, and maybe that's where it comes from, you sort of walking in the countryside.
Far too laid back, according to some of my friends.
Nothing wrong with that, nothing wrong at all. And also I was going to talk about Ruby Turner, because I did used to go many years ago to the Half Moon in Putney. Have you heard of it or been there?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's quite a well-known kind of blues pub. I know there's so many pubs in the world. But I used to go there quite a lot and see Ruby Turner. And her song, I'd Rather Go Blind, is one that just sticks in my head. And what's the door?
Oh, I love that song.
I think I might have to play that. Yeah, because when she sing it, literally the whole audience were like, transfixed, that song and that singer, and that's the power of music. And I think you've got that, say, you've got a kind of Ella thing going on, I have to say, but I think you've got that same sort of, like, you can captivate people when you play live, you know, you just like get the mood, and that is such a nice thing to sort of convey to people, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. There's so much passion, and I think because it is like my whole life, singing and performing and writing music and sort of being on the stage and entertaining people, it's just my whole world. And you know, to sort of have everyone, you know, being so supportive and you know, excited about my new music, and you know, everybody loving Wintertime Thing, it's sort of like all my Christmases have come at once, really. So yeah,
well, that's good. Lovely. So what other tracks have we got on? So we've got Wintertime Thing, which is the single off there, and what other tracks have we got on? It's a 3-track EP, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So we've got a more up-tempo, still jazzy song called All Winter Long, which is good fun. That's a really nice sort of upbeat party sort of song. And then I've done a rendition of a choir song called In the Bleak Midwinter.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And it's a jazzed-up version of that.
Oh.
And I know, yeah, it's totally crazy. But I was just going to do it, sort of how it had a straight version of it in the studios. And it just didn't feel right. I just thought, I can't go in the studio and sing it straight. It just goes against every grain in my jazzy body.
Yes.
So I rang my producer at like 9 o'clock that evening, before we were due to go in the studios the next day, and just said, look, we're gonna have to change it, because I want to do a completely sort of different version of it, and I've got a good idea, and please can you help me? So literally like that late at night, I sort of went round and we jammed it out, and we were all ready within sort of, you know, an hour. We'd sort of completely reconstructed this song and turned it into a jazz number. So, and I absolutely love it now. And I've had loads of lovely compliments off that, that they can't believe I've turned a church song into a jazz song. But yeah, I think it really works.
Yeah, you make the rules.
Exactly, yeah. Wintertime Thing is on... all your streaming apps at the moment, as a single. The EP is currently being uploaded as we speak, so in the next couple of days the 3-track EP will be on the likes of iTunes and Spotify and Amazon Music and all those sorts of things. The single Wintertime Thing is on there at the moment. That's available for everyone to take a listen to, but the EP is just takes a little bit longer, but we're getting there slowly.
Lovely. Well, it just makes a change from, you know what I mean, the same songs keep coming off. I think we need a constant stream of beautiful Christmas songs, and there you are, and here we are with a lovely song. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's my pleasure as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.